For birds migrating up the Pacific Flyway this spring, California is a major stop. During spring migration, more than a billion birds will make their way over the state. While every location along the flyway is vital to the success of our migratory birds, California stands out because so many of these birds pass through key habitats within our state. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. It's spring migration, and this is Bay Birds. The most amazing part of migration is that these relatively small creatures may have flown thousands of miles to reach their destination. While we are a welcome wintering spot for thousands of shore and water birds, many songbirds spend their winters in the tropics. And unlike fall migrants that may have arrived at a leisurely pace, spring migrants have an urgent agenda: arrive, breed, fledge their young, and prepare to migrate again in the fall. So that story is relatively well known, but exactly how these birds manage to find their way year after year to the same breeding grounds, that is rather impressive, especially for those of us that rely on street maps or electronic GPS to get anywhere. Birds have a number of remarkable abilities that combine to make them amazing navigators. They use a combination of visual orientation, sun compass, celestial navigation, and geomagnetism. Environmental cues signal birds to start storing up fat for their long journey, and when the weather is right, they take to the skies, day or night. Visual orientation is relatively simple. We all do it every day. It involves using landmarks such as rivers, coastlines, and mountain ranges, just to name a few, to find their way across the map. Many birds also use the sun's position to determine which direction they should go. Birds that migrate during the day rely heavily on both of these methods to hone in on their specific breeding areas. Many other birds migrate at night and may rely somewhat on land cues, but primarily on celestial navigation or geomagnetism. Geomagnetism uses the Earth's magnetic field to navigate. Celestial navigation means birds use the position of the stars as their map. Unfortunately, this is where humans have ruined the map in a few spots. Since bright city lights make it difficult for birds to see the night sky, and they can often become disoriented. This is something we can help prevent, though, by turning off all unnecessary outdoor lighting and urging our cities to turn off the lights on those tall skyscrapers. We are doing a big part in helping these birds survive. If you've noticed a change in song in your own backyard or the last time you went on a walk, then you know spring is in the air and migration is in full motion. If you want to watch spring migration in all its glory, you might want to take a trip out to Point Reyes. They seem to commonly see some of our rarer migrants, including black-throated blue warblers, least flycatchers, red-eyed vireos, peregrine falcons, surf scoters, and loons. Wherever you go, you are sure to enjoy some of the wonderful sights and sounds of our new arrivals, or of those just passing through. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.